live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Astros actually signed a guy in the Rule 5 draft. Anthony Goes. He's been an outfielder, but apparently last year he switched to pitcher. He's a lefty who can get it up to 100 off the Rangers roster.
Desperation lefty reliever.
Maybe they see some things in him they can fix. Now, you have to keep him on the roster all year.
Yeah, on the major league roster.
Yeah.
That's where it becomes tricky, because if it's somebody that you think you can fix, I mean, ideally you would do that somewhere other than Houston.
We all know the big reasons the Rockets are doing well. I did three under-the-radar reasons. Number one is the play of the bench. Reason number two, Ryan Anderson. He doesn't look a lot better on the surface. This year, he's only averaging 11.7 points per game, but he's much more efficient. He's taking fewer shots. His shooting percentage is up to 455 and 407 on threes. And then finally, the number three thing, significant improvement on defense.
I don't disagree with any of it, so I'll give it a passing grade.
Okay.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. We welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1. As we simulcast on both stations, we also welcome in the lead college football analyst for pregame.com, Brad Powers. You can follow Brad on Twitter at BradPowers7. And Brad, you're one of the few guys that we would just say, oh, no problem. Go do another show for RJ. We'll wait for you at 6 o'clock.
I appreciate you guys waiting for me. And I apologize on behalf of RJ for not making my normal time.
No worries, man. We're happy to have you. So we got bowl games cranking up this weekend and AJ and I already have a disagreement on one, which is great. So we'll let you break the tie. So I have a feeling you're going to go his way. But North Texas and Troy kicks the whole thing off. I'm on the over. He's on the under. What are your opinions on this game?
Ooh, tough to tie break because I'm on the favorite. But right now I would lean with the under with the recent news that Troy is going to be without three of their best wide receivers. I think it already was thinking that Troy was going to go heavy with the ground game because North Texas is abysmal stopping the run. They allow more than 200 rushing yards per game, and that would be the way I'd attack their defense, wear them out. Looking at Troy now, they're going to be limited in the passing game. On the flip side, you look at North Texas, they're dealing with an injury of themselves at the running back spot. Jeffrey Wilson, one of the better running backs in Conference USA, he's doubtful for this one, so they could be a little bit limited. We saw their offense be limited in the Conference USA championship game against Ford Atlantic. I'm going to lean, if I had to go one way in the total, I'm leaning with the under, but I think the best unit on the field is that Troy defense, allowing more than only 17.5 points per game. Troy's the better team in this one. Obviously, that's why they're laying points, but I think anything under 7, I'm going to lay it with Troy in that one. It's a good, decent game to start off the bowl season.
All right, what about Oregon-Boise State? I think we both have a fairly strong opinion on this one, but wanted to see where you were on this.
Yeah, if I can get 7, I'm going to lay it with Oregon. They're a completely different team with Justin Herbert in the lineup. They're 6-1 straight up, averaging 52 points per game. Without Herbert, he missed 5 games. They're 1-4 straight up, and against the spread, averaged just 15 points per game. I expect them to put some points on a Boise State defense. And look at Boise State. I think they're a little bit banged up at the running back spot. The running back, Alex Madison, had over 1,000 rushing yards. That's more than the rest of the team combined. He's questionable in this one. Look, I know Royce Freeman's not going to play for Oregon, but they got a couple of capable backups, including Benoit, for them. So I think Oregon's motivated. First game for head coach Mario Cristobal. Jim Levitt stayed there as a defensive coordinator. If I'm getting 7 points and not 7.5, I'd lay it with the Ducks, and I also like the over.
What about Georgia State, Western Kentucky? I know you got something on this one.
I was a little disappointed when these two teams got matched up because I wanted to fade both teams. Georgia State's the worst team in bowl season. Actually, in my power ratings that I post each week at pregame, I am the number 115th team in the country out of 130 teams. So by far the worst bowl team out there. They have 6 wins this year over teams with a combined record of 16-56. Their top wide receivers out for this one. Western Kentucky, on the flip side, is the worst rushing offense in the entire country. Allowed 42 sacks, only had 10 sacks on defense. It's not like I'm lining up to play them, but if push comes to shove here, I'm going to take the favorite, Western Kentucky, minus the points, but not one of my top plays of the bowl season.
My play on that game, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I like the over. Based a lot on what you just said, neither one of these teams can run the football. It's going to be a lot of throwing, and they've both, if you want to say something nice about either of these teams, they're decent at quarterback, and they're horrible in the secondary. I think there's going to be at least be a lot of points put up in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you. The two best players on the field, that I know it's easy to just automatically point towards the quarterback, but that is definitely the case here. Mike White and Manning, a transfer from Utah, has been a nice two-year starter for Georgia State. No question about it. They're the strength of the teams. And if you expect them to be throwing the ball, obviously the over is the way to go with the number in the low 50s.
All right, this one we talked about the history of bowl teams, and especially when it's all under the same coach. Colorado State has a really, really poor history in bowl games. Do you let that play into your decision-making?
I do, and that's look, I like Colorado State here, but I don't love them because of that. They have been terrible last 3 years in bowl games. How about minus 67 points versus the Vegas line? That's expectations. They're failing to cover by more than 3 touchdowns the last 3 bowl games. And the concern is, if there's a team that exceeds expectations in the bowl games, it's Marshall. Since they joined FBS play, take out that first bowl game for them, they're 10-1 straight up, 10-1 against the spread in bowl games, 4-0 and straight up and against the spread under head coach Doc Holliday. So you got two teams completely opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to bowl success. But here's why I like Colorado State. I like buying teams low this time of year. They come in failing to cover their last 6 games, so everyone's throwing them in the trash. They think they're disappointed. I think I see a senior quarterback in Nick Stevens wanting to go out on a winning note, and I see a Colorado State that's used to this venue. They just played here earlier this season. Marshall's making a very unique road trip, you know, west of the Mississippi for them, and to New Mexico, a place they've never played in before. I think because of that, give me the Rams minus the points.
I like Arkansas State quite a bit against Middle Tennessee State, minus 4, that one coming up on the 16th. What do you have on that game?
Yeah, I mean, I can't talk my – I think you're on the right side there. I had Arkansas State. I do the Dream Podcast each week with RJ and Steve Fezzik and a bunch of people. I had Arkansas State as my favorite play in the last game of the regular season. And what do? They go out, put up over 600 yards, but somehow miss 2 field goals. They allow a 100-yard pick six, a 99-yard kick return touchdown, a touchdown in the final 15 seconds. And probably the most misleading game of the entire 2017 college football season. They lose the game outright. So I think there's value on them off that misleading game. But my favorite play in this one is the over. Arkansas State's offense, obviously, didn't have any problems moving the football against Troy. And they had nearly 700 yards in the prior game against UL Monroe. Middle Tennessee, I think their full season stats misleading. Their quarterback stock still missed 6 games due to injury. Offense only averages 19.5 points per game in those 6 games. He comes back the last 4 games. Their offense averages 36 points per game. So I think for a shootout in that one, Arkansas State the lean, but I really like the over.
Brad, do you look at any of the FCS playoff games? Because just out of curiosity, because Sam Houston State's right up the road here. They're playing at North Dakota State, getting 22.5. I know North Dakota State's good, but that sure seems like a lot of points. Is that something you pay much attention to?
Yeah, I'd take Sam Houston State, although I'll be careful. That's only like one place that has that number. That's a very soft number, and these lines can move. And I'll give you an example. Last week, I liked Sam Houston State against Kennesaw State. They opened a 2-point home underdog. I thought that was ridiculous. That line closed Sam Houston State a 5-point favorite in a matter of, you know, just a couple hours of betting. You can see a touchdown line move with very soft numbers. So I think that's a very soft 22.5. I don't expect that to be the number when it gets released of most of the casinos. But if you can get out there and take advantage of it, Sam Houston State's the way to go there. Give me them plus the 22.5.
Couple others that are going to happen before we get you on next week, but Florida Atlantic minus 22.5 against Akron, and I'm kind of on FAU on this one, because I think they're definitely going to run up the score on these guys. But tell me why that's too many points. I got them at 12.5, by the way, but they're up to 22.5 now.
Hello, 12.5. Wow, you must be taking advantage of some of them soft numbers at like 5 dimes and Bet Online. I don't tip the cap to you on that one. That was ridiculous. Line 22.5, if it sounds like a lot, it is, because it's the largest point spread in the history of college football bowl games. Just for that fact, give me a lean on Akron. But Look, I'm kind of on an island here. Everyone likes Florida Atlantic in that matchup. And if you do think they're going to run up the score, to me, I'd prefer to take the over. I think it's a pretty cheap 63.5. And if you think Florida Atlantic's really going to run it up, then, I mean, they're going to score 40, 50 points. And don't sleep on Akron. I mean, this is a team that was down 38-0, dead in the water against Toledo in the MAC championship game. They get the backdoor cover, score 4 touchdowns in the final 15 minutes, so they can put points on the board in a hurry, too. So give me the over. That's my preferred pick in that one. Lean on Akron plus the 22.5 as well.
I absolutely love overs in when spreads are that big, when I don't think the over is high enough, too. So I'm with you on that one. SMU minus 5 against Louisiana Tech. Kind of interesting. Chad Morris left, and now Sonny Dykes is actually going to coach the team who just got hired. I'm more on the over here, but what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, very unique. The only other time I can remember a coach getting hired and coaching immediately in the bowl game, Brian Kelly did it. It actually made sense when he did it. He was coming off of Central Michigan, got hired at Cincinnati. Cincinnati was playing Western Michigan. Well, he had prepped for Western Michigan just like a 2 weeks prior, so that made sense to me. This one, very unique, and that he's going to take over. I think when push comes to shove, for me, it's the dog or nothing. Louisiana Tech plus the 5. I think they're a much better team than their 6-6 record indicates. This is a team that lost 3 games by a point apiece. So 3 losses by a combined 3 points. Another loss in overtime, a game they had an 11-point lead against Southern Miss with about 90 seconds left. They somehow allow 11 points in that 90 seconds, end up losing in overtime in that one. They're much better than their record. And then you look at Skip Holtz. Solid bowl coach, 5-3 straight up and against the spread. Give me the Bulldogs plus the 5.
Yeah, and they got their wide receivers healthy at the end of the season, too. So I like that one a lot. All right, that's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Hey, are you going to do your computer difference model that you have for the bowl games?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? I'll kick an early one out for the first 15 or 20 bowl games. Thank you. You're my weekly reminder on that. I'll kick that out first thing tomorrow morning. You'll have all those out there. I can tell you, you know, one of the favorites ones early is actually there's point spread premium on the Florida Atlantic Akron game. That would probably be the strongest computer power rating of the first 5 or 6 bowl games.
All right, Brad. Appreciate the time as always and look forward to talking to you again next week, man.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right. That's Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. We got a break here without a live read? This is amazing.
Yep.
All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Live.
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. JF 288 said, damn, what happened? Interview went to commercial on the app and cut Brad off. Direct all your things on the app or the signal or anything to Jong Lee.
It's all his fault.
Yeah, he'll answer all your questions. Two things. And first off, Just Way M.E.D. said, how can you be in the media this long and not know who Tavis Smiley is, man? You were joking, right? No, I wasn't. I've never heard of the guy. Never heard of him. I don't know everyone in the media, especially a PBS guy. Why would I know that? Can't tell you the last time I watched or paid any attention to PBS.
You're an idiot.
Fine.
Yeah, but I don't keep up with Tavis Smiley either.
Right, but I've never heard of him.
I've heard of him. You know why I heard of him? Because he's on Dancing with the Stars, I think.
Okay, well. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, so I wouldn't know. So if that makes me...
Oh, I don't either, but I heard that he was on there.
Oh. If that makes me an idiot, it makes me an idiot. I don't really care. I'm a little bit...
Oh, I guess he's a radio host.
Yeah, for something I've never heard of. I was looking it up. Some radio company I haven't heard of either, so... Sorry. I think we have a little competition for Bangy the Sex Bear here.
Oh, yeah?
Have you been over to see the new offices now that they put in the cubicles for the Culture Map people?
I've seen a couple.
You know what else they have over there? A tiger.
Oh, interesting.
They've got a tiger. We have Bangy the Sex Bear. They have a tiger.
Interesting. You want to trade?
A tiger looks pretty cool. Jong's seen that
fresh
tiger.
And new.
Yeah, it's a new thing. It hasn't been violated yet.
It's a little stiffer.
Yeah, I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah, because Bangy's getting a little soft in his old age.
Yeah.
And his neck is all cut open.
Yeah, someone cut him. So I tweeted out the link for the bowl pool. It's like a confidence pool.
Okay.
I don't know, you know, I'm not 100% sure how well the link that I sent out will work. You have to, if it doesn't take you directly to our group is called Blitz Picks.
Okay.
And if
I was able to sign up and I didn't put my picks in yet, but I was able to sign up. So.
Okay. If you can get to Blitz Picks, that's our group and you can get in there.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Do you see that? I don't know if he just says this stuff to keep his name in the news or what, but apparently RG3 admitted on Wednesday that he turned down offers from both the Arizona Cardinals and Baltimore Ravens during the offseason.
Why? Because he wants to be a starter?
He said, I had interest in the offseason. It just wasn't the right fit, he told Michael Smith and Jamel Hill, who are your two favorites. In Arizona, the reason it wasn't a good fit was because Carson Palmer was there. I was willing to come in and work behind an experienced veteran quarterback who's done a lot of great things. They had the backup in Stanton, and they also had brought in Blaine Gabbert. Nobody lets four quarterbacks get practice time. That was the issue. It wasn't the coach. Then he didn't really say why he didn't.
So hold on. He's saying he wanted to go somewhere. He didn't want to go somewhere where there was an established starter?
Well, he said, no, it wasn't that. He just thought there were going to be four quarterbacks there and he wouldn't get enough of a chance.
Welcome to every NFL camp in the preseason, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Aren't there almost always four guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what was his reason for Baltimore? Mm. Everyone's telling me Tavis is the guy's name. So oh, okay. We don't know because apparently it's because we're white.
Yeah, well.
Which I accept that. They're saying.
See, Westmoreland says he's the most prominent African American news host of my generation.
Okay.
Okay. If you say so, I probably would have heard of him if that were actually the case, but I'll take your word for it. Definitely not the right demo, clearly.
That's sort of a bold.
Yeah, I mean, just reading up on him, I find that hard to believe.
I mean, I'm not one to argue, but because I really am unfamiliar with him, but I guess it's possible.
Yeah, I'm not going to dispute it just because I've never heard of the guy, but oh well. 713-780-ESPN. I have these best potential head coaching jobs, but I don't think we have enough time left in this segment. So,
okay.
Do you have something we could do here for a couple minutes?
And we'll you
do
want that like in the next a quick hitter? Is that what you're asking for?
Yeah, like a 3-minute thing would be perfect.
Let me see what I've got here that I could keep short. No, that's not going to work. Most of my stuff that's left was like, well, I've got like just a ridiculous story, but most of the stuff that I had left was maybe like a whole segment thing. But I have a story about this guy who a lacrosse burglary suspect. The police there in La Crosse, which it doesn't give a state, which drives me crazy.
Isn't that Wisconsin?
Oh yeah, that's where that's where Joel Blank went to school.
Is that the game or the city?
It's the city.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that fixes everything. La Crosse police nabbed a suspected burglar who left money and probation papers behind and called 911 for help getting back inside the business. Not wise. According to a criminal complaint, Randy Bolstad called 911 on Saturday afternoon to say he had lost money in the King on Fifth building and said he was going to break in if officers didn't respond. He could not explain to the dispatcher how he had gotten inside the building to lose his money, and police who responded were unable to locate him. Police responded to the building Monday morning after a caller reported his laptop was missing and said he'd found condoms and loose change in the bathroom of his business. In the bathroom trash can, an officer found probation paperwork for Bolstad. Officers from they found Bolstad Monday walking through the Viterbo University campus without shoes. When questioned about the theft of the laptop, he responded, "I choose death." Bolstad was sentenced in November to 3 years probation for robbery, was charged Tuesday with one count of burglary. He was being held on $1,000 cash bond and a probation violation. You just sentenced to 3 years probation last month, and you're already out robbing? Mm. Come on, man.
That's not good.
No. Mm. I like that he for some reason, left behind condoms with his probation paperwork. It's an interesting mix.
Used or not?
I don't think...
Because he could have bought them from Bob's Used Condoms.
He could have.
Oh, I don't have a read for that here. Damn.
Sorry.
Oh, well. 281 says, started Rick and Morty because of Fred, and got to admit, I actually like it. I'm telling you, the first season is a little bit, I won't say slow. It's just slow compared to the rest of it. You get into about season two, that show is just sick. I love that show. I can go back and watch those anytime and laugh my ass off.
I had a story about Rick and Morty.
Yeah?
I don't know if we've got time for that. Did I use up all my time?
No, you got a little time here.
A Georgia man whose extraordinarily vulgar courtroom exchange with a judge was immortalized by the hit TV show Rick and Morty. You know who we're talking about? Have you seen this episode, I guess?
What is that again?
It's a guy who had apparently an extremely vulgar courtroom exchange with a judge.
Oh, yeah, there's a video. It's not from the show. It's a video of Rick and Morty doing the courtroom thing.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
His name's Denver Fenton Allen. Pleaded guilty Monday after Judge Billy Sparks denied Allen's motion that he killed Stephen Rudolph Nally in self-defense after just 5 days in the Floyd County jail. He killed his cellmate. He's pleaded guilty but mentally ill. I'm guilty with the caveat that I'm insane. He suffers from delusions and schizophrenia, according to a state evaluation that found him fit for trial. He was sentenced to life in prison on Monday, prompting him to threaten to kill people in the courtroom, including the assistant district attorney.
You need to watch that YouTube video. It's pretty funny.
It says in June 2016, he made national headlines for an obscene 11-minute exchange with Superior Court Judge Bryant Durham, in which Allen threatened to kill the judge's family and made repeated graphic sexual threats. Allen claimed his court-appointed attorney had made unwanted sexual advances toward him and was inadequately prepared. Durham said he doubted those claims and recommended that Allen go to trial with the attorney rather than represent himself, prompting Allen's incredibly crude tirade. But now he's going to prison for life.
It's pretty. You get a chance. You should watch it.
The real one or the Rick and Morty?
No, the Rick and Morty version of it, because it's to me, it's funnier.
Okay.
They make it funny. All right.
Dirt-free carpet cleaning. I knew it was time for dirt-free. Listen, you might be the kind of guy who needs your floors cleaned. you might also like to be, you might also be the kind of guy who wants to do something good and give back and help an underprivileged child at Christmas time. Now you can do both when you call 281-DIRT-FREE. Donate a toy to Toys for Tots when they come out to clean your carpets, your upholstery, or your tile, and they'll clean one room of carpet for free and throw in a free speed dry. That's $159 worth of savings in free services. Give them a call now. Get that room clean with a speed dry with any purchase just by donating a toy to Toys for Tots. The other guys, they leave behind the unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean that one room free and throw in a free speed dry just when you donate a toy to Toys for Tots. It's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, so speaking of ESPN, Bill Barnwell did his 10 jobs that might be available in the NFL. Going from least desirable to most desirable. Doesn't mean the jobs are going to be available. I disagree with him significantly on several, so I'll get your take. Number 10, the Arizona Cardinals. Don't know if Arians will be back or not, but his thing is Palmer seems unlikely to return at a $20.6 million cap hit. Fitzgerald's going to play, but you don't really have a quarterback. And there's... you know, a lot of guys you're going to have to re-sign. I mean, you're going to pay David Johnson coming off the injury.
Right.
He says this is the least most desirable job of all those available. I will respectfully disagree and say that it should be higher. It should be.
It's the least most desirable job?
The least desirable job, not least most. Least desirable job of the 10 on the list.
Okay. These are the – so they rated these 1 to 10 in like how good the
potential reverse order, is? 10 is the – 10 is the worst.
Okay. I have a hard time believing Arizona's the 10th worst job that could be available.
I agree. I think it's better than number 9, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I agree.
I guess the positive is you have Jameis Winston.
Yeah. I mean, you have Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald. Your core guys are old. Your running back, David Johnson, is coming off an injury. But yeah, in the younger thing is better in Tampa, but I still like that Arizona job better.
You do have Mike Evans and Doug Martin. I mean, that's a very interesting situation.
Martin sucks.
Yeah, well.
At least lately, yeah.
Highly paid anyway.
Okay.
Number 8, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Man, is that a good job? I mean, I doubt they're going to spend a bunch of money in free agency. And... well, I don't know. I guess it's possible. They've been waiting a long time. I don't love your quarterback options.
No.
But I guess there's potential there. They can make the playoffs, but, any given year they can make the playoffs. But to go much further than just getting there is tough.
Number 7, Washington.
Boy, that might be the worst job.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on
You've
that.
Got to deal with a pain in the ass in Daniel Snyder. You don't know what's going to happen with Kirk Cousins. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to pay Kirk Cousins the 54, whatever.
I wonder what the market for Kirk Cousins is now, though, especially since everybody just assumed he'd go to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And you're not paying him franchise tag money now.
Okay. Let him go. Denver will sign him. Or somebody will sign him.
Yeah. Speaking of Denver, number 6 on the list.
Yeah, that's... that's tough. It's not necessarily fair that he would get fired because he's got a really horrible quarterback situation And John Elway is like, he's the one.
John Elway
in Denver is going to, like, he's looked at as infallible. Like, it's.
Yeah, and you know what? He's too impatient, and that at some point that's going to implode on him.
So if I said.
Which it already is, really.
And let's say John Elway is part of the problem in Denver. It's not like they're going to get rid of him.
No.
Because if you fire John Elway, the iconic player of your franchise's history, then it's awkward. You lose that connection. It's not like he's going to show up at team functions
right.
now.
No, he's got a job for life there.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if that's a good thing.
And now you're getting in, you're starting to become a higher profile Browns where you're firing your coach every year if this is the case. Number five, Indianapolis Colts.
I think this is a good job and maybe better than what I don't know what the other four ahead of it are. But it's to me, this is a pretty good job because you're going to have a top five draft pick.
$91 million in cap space.
You got a ton of cap space and potentially a franchise quarterback coming back next year. So
yeah.
I think this is a – now, obviously, there's the risk that Andrew Luck's never Andrew Luck again.
Right.
But I still think this is a good spot.
I think it's 50-50 on whether Luck's ever Andrew Luck again.
That's fair.
Number four. The New York Giants.
And by the way, Jacoby Brissett's not bad.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You
put some players around him, and I think you can win with him.
Right.
New York Giants, number four.
Ooh, man, that's just – does that not just reek of like a massive rebuild project to you?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, the offensive line is a mess. And, you know, what are you going to do with Eli? I think this job's too high on this list.
You're going to have to pay Odell Beckham a lot of money.
Yep. Landon Collins next year.
You're going to have to pay Justin Pugh a lot of money. Like, none of your good players are locked up long term. No, I don't like that job. I like Indianapolis way better than that job now that I think about it.
Yeah. Number three on the list, the Chicago Bears.
Oh. I think that's a little bit too high, too.
Yeah. Mainly because I don't believe in Mitchell. He has to go by Mitchell.
Is that what he's doing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got no weapons for a quarterback that, I mean, it's too early to say that he sucks, but he's struggling.
Yeah, well, he's a rookie. He's going to struggle, but I just don't know that he's ever going to be a star quarterback. Now, if you think he could make a Jared Goff-type jump next year, if you're that kind of coach, Maybe.
They've got what I will say what they've got for the first time in a long time is a pretty decent offensive line.
Yeah, and they run the ball pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, Jay Cutler's like, "Hey, where was this?" But yeah, I mean, that's I'm curious. They've got no weapons, and like letting Alshon Jeffrey go to me is still just such a head scratcher. And the Mike Glennon signing is such a head scratcher.
Yeah. Number 2, the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to go with this is way too high because even with all those picks, they haven't drafted worth a damn.
No.
And I know you got a new GM there, and they got rid of Sashi Brown, but that doesn't mean he's going to hit on everything either.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not thrilled about the long-term prospects there.
They're going to have number one and probably the sixth overall pick from the Texans. And you know what? They're not going to get a quarterback better than they passed on the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I don't care who they draft.
I'm with you.
And finally, the number one job on the list, your Houston Texans.
Man, I didn't see that. I guess I don't know why I didn't think of that. I guess you've probably got of all the teams you've listed, you've got the most excited. Well, with the exception of Indianapolis, with a healthy Andrew Luck, you've got the most exciting quarterback option. Jameis Winston's a pretty good option to have long term too. But I'd feel pretty good about what you're coming into here. The problem is the rest of the team around him, there's a lot of question marks. There's a lot of holes.
Here's what they say. Well, I mean, they praise the hell out of Deshaun Watson first.
This is rightfully so.
On top of that, this is a top-level core capable of competing with anyone else in the league when guys are healthy. Mix Watson in with a top-five wideout and DeAndre Hopkins and two superstar edge rushers and Watt and Clowney. And the Texans have a set of building blocks that 25 or so teams would probably prefer to their own.
I don't disagree with that.
Even their second tier of talent, players such as Whitney Merciless, Will Fuller, and Kareem Jackson, is impressive. I'm not impressed with Will Fuller yet, although with Watson out there, he was damn impressive.
I'm not that impressed with Kareem Jackson right now either.
Things aren't perfect, The Texans are down their top two picks in the 2018 draft after moving up for Watson. Injuries have ripped apart the roster, and there's no guarantee they'll ever have their core healthy at the same time. Houston needs a new set of offensive tackles and doesn't have much on the interior of its defensive line.
We could just say they need a new offensive line.
No job is perfect, though, and Houston's is as appealing as an opening gets.
I don't disagree with what they said. Well, I mean, I disagree with, like, I could nitpick at some of those things, like, you know, the idea that their second-tier talent is impressive. But
Merciless is.
I don't think of Merciless as second tier talent, though.
No, I think he's one of the core guys.
Yeah. It's a weird thing because you do on offense, you've got that Watson and Hopkins combo that is absolutely enticing. And if you stop there, you're like, man, that's a good start for building a great offense. The problem is there's a lot of holes. The other positions on that offense it's a long way from being right.
Well, the thing is, though, if you know, when Watson was in there, he made that offensive line better because he was so damn elusive. You could live with some of that stuff. But, well, here's what you can't live with. And that's if you're not able to perform when the time comes. That's why Summerwood Pharmacy is here to help. And guys, if you're already spending $60 a pop for that little blue pill, you're spending way too much. That's just wrong. Summerwood, you can get it for a couple bucks. It's a fraction of the price. And they're right here in Houston. It's the same active ingredient, sildenafil. All you have to do is call your doctor and say, hey, I want to switch over to Summerwood Pharmacy. And suddenly you're going to be saving a bunch of money. And it's still going to work. I mean, it's going to work great. And if you've been needing help and it's just not working for you, you know what you can do? Go check out their website. They've got a video on there that'll tell you what to do. MyEDRX.com. MyEDRX.com. If you go to that and watch that video, then it'll tell you everything you need to know to get back in the game. And it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Just go to the video and then go to your doctor, and they'll take care of you. And make sure you get that prescription at Summerwood. Give them a call at 281-225-4300. 281-225-4300. And this is an easy, affordable solution. You just got to talk to your doctor about it. Ask about sildenafil, the same active ingredient as Viagra, and Summerwood Pharmacy right here in Houston has it for a fraction of the cost. So man up. You're not the only guy dealing with this. Visit MyEDRX.com, MyEDRX.com. Get back in the game with Summerwood Pharmacy. Speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Celebrate the Astros World Series championship forever with the incredible audiobook History Earned, a retelling of the Astros' magical journey to the 2017 World Series title. Incredibly affordable at just $13.99. With $1 from every sale going to Hurricane Harvey Relief, narrated by SportsMap 94.1's own Charlie Polillo and written by Chris Campisi, it is perfect for any Astros fan and easily downloadable to any laptop or smart device. Gift card options are available as well. Just go to historyearn.com, download your copy today. Soccer matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Soccer always matters when Glenn's around. This is a self-proclaimed best show. It's the best soccer show on the planet.
It's the best one I've ever heard, for sure. It's
certainly the best one without an accent.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's the best one I've heard.
Yeah, me too.
That's all I know.
But, you know, I don't want to speak for all, you know, there might be some British guys over there who have a great show.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it either. So
I've never heard it.
It's the best one I've ever heard. All right. Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah. You want to hear a list of the 13 worst movies of 2017?
Sure. I bet I've seen most of them.
I'd love to know which ones you've seen and which ones and how you feel about them. Jung, feel free to chime in here. Number 13, The Snowman.
Did not see it.
Nope.
I actually wanted to see it. I'm not going to go watch it in the theater.
What was it about?
It's like a serial killer who like puts these women's bodies in snowmen, like builds snow around them and just leaves them out.
That sounds awful.
Yep. Number 12, Flatliners.
Nope.
I saw the original. I don't need to see a remake.
That's what I said.
I hated the original, so.
It's Niels Arden Oplev is the guy who made the original Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. He directed it.
Oh. The original one, the Swedish version. Though, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Number 11, Transformers The Last Night.
Nope, but it made a bleep ton of a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of money.
I'm waiting for it to be on cable. It's still on demand.
Number 10, The Emoji Movie.
No.
Also on demand. I will not watch.
That took in, speaking of making a lot of money, $200 million worldwide.
Yeah, I don't think people who make these movies care if they're any good or not. If they're going to make
money. I wouldn't
money,
either.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'll make a movie. If it makes me $200 million, I'll make a horrible movie. I don't care.
Number 9, Baywatch.
No interest.
No. God, it did have my girl in it, Alexandria Daddario.
Oh, I'm sure that one made a ton of money, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. And by the way, it had The Rock in it. Since when do movies with The Rock flop?
Tooth Fairy? Game Plan?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just to name a few.
Okay.
What was it? Witch Mountain or whatever it was?
Yeah, something like that.
Number 8 is the first one of these that I've actually seen. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
I did not watch that.
I didn't watch it either because I've seen enough King Arthur movies. I don't need to see that one. Sorry.
You didn't miss much. Number 7, Aftermath.
Didn't see that.
I haven't seen it either.
Nope.
Number 6, Chips.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. I guess these all sound well, right?
Yeah, because these all sound horrible.
Number 5, A Cure for Wellness.
Nope.
Nope.
Number 4, 50 Shades Darker.
Nope.
No chance in hell.
Number 3, Rings.
No. No.
That's the sequel to The Ring. Number 2, Underworld Blood Wars.
Nope.
Nope.
I'm surprised you didn't watch that one, Fred. That seems like up your alley.
Vampire, right?
Yeah,
Kate Beckinsale movie.
Yeah, I like Kate Beckinsale. I like the Underworld stuff, but I kind of was out on it after the last one, so I wasn't in any big rush.
Number 1, I've never even heard of this one. The Book of Henry.
No.
You sure it's not Henri?
It might be. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I've never heard of it either.
Yep, so there you go.
You know what? That's pretty good of us. Only one of us has seen a film on this entire list.
I guess that is pretty good. I don't disagree with what it had to say. The Walking Dead's ratings were the worst they've been for a mid-season finale since the show began. The previous low was held by season 2's mid-season finale, Pretty Much Dead Already, which was also the first mid-season finale since season 1 had just the 6 episodes.
Right.
In other words, The Walking Dead has never ended a half season this poorly in its entire run. It was pulling better numbers back in 2011 before the show had really even picked up steam. The ratings fiasco comes in spite of a much-hyped death, the surprise killing of Coral. Mm. The Season 8 mid-season finale scored a 3.36 among adults 18 to 49, 4% lower than Season 2's mid-season finale, and just 2% higher than the previous Season 8 episode. What this does mean is maybe The Walking Dead's audience is fading, and it could be coming to an end. It may be time for AMC to look at it and say, How much further should this thing go? And maybe time for them to...
You can't just keep throwing crap out there and making money off of it.
Agreed.
People quit watching.
And Artie Lang, comedian, back in jail after missing a court date for drug charges, which had him in jail to begin with. So,
all right. That was a good show today, guys. Good job, Jong Lee. Good job, AJ Hoffman. That was okay. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.